Like, bro, calm down, bro.
Y'all, you know what? Y'all niggas is mad, bro. Y'all niggas is mad that y'all can't profit off the shit. You know what I'm saying? Off of doing with the shit that you came off doing no more. Now you gotta branch into fucking other businesses and shit.
It's just, you just,
now we gotta see your face in a damn wine ad or something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, anytime I see an old head doing that shit, bro, I'm just like, you're just a hater at this point, bro.
You know what? It's not even hating, bro. It's not even hating. I think it's just getting old, bro.
Yeah.
You lose, like, appreciation.
This thing probably still listen to goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
Because, man,
Wu-Tang, yeah. And Big Pun, and Biggie Small.
History always repeats itself, bro. Like, if you look throughout history, all the new shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the new shit, niggas was hating on, right? It was always, like, people was always saying rap isn't music. There's no instruments in it. It's not music. Yeah. And then later, as time went on, we realized, oh, these niggas was sampling music. Like, they was taking a piece of what y'all was doing and turning to something completely different. Like,
and now the hip-hop niggas saying that this ain't hip-hop.
And now they saying niggas can't say, what?
This ain't hip-hop.
They talking about they exposed Timbaland. Because he used samples. You heard about that shit? Because they found out that Timbaland, like, samples his records. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what's so bad about that?
And niggas was like, oh, we exposed Timbaland. He sent all these, because they was pulling up the old songs he was sampling. It would be like some Arabian shit from like the 70s or some shit, some obscure shit. It'll like play that shit, and then it'll play like some Aaliyah song or something like that he produced. And like the drums are totally different. And the fucking sample's incorporated in like a creative ass way. Like, it's just because the same, you know what I'm saying? It looks like you're being exposed. But it's like, nigga, he paid for that sample. Like, he, yeah. It's, you know what I'm saying? He owns
it. Probably like, yeah, I could.
Everybody knew that this is Timbaland's, like, beat that he paid for. Like, he made sure it was clear.
Yeah.
You're not so finna.
It's his shit.
It's not finna go unclear, bro. Them niggas ain't trying to deal with them.
It's probably like, shit, if anybody gonna sample this shit, it's gonna be me.
So, yeah, it goes with, that shit went with the whole, like, cancel culture shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, that's gay. Yeah, that's gay.
So it's like, nigga, hip-hop has always been sampled. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what it's built on. It's built on remixing old shit. Yeah. Fucking with old music. That's how it came out. But,
I want to say something, one more interesting thing before we get on to what you're about to talk about. This nigga Rick Rubin said that, like, hip-hop it dissects music better than any other genre, basically. He said, because you know how, like, back in the days, like, it was the songs were sample heavy, like, yeah. A lot of it was like a sample. Mm-hmm. Hip hop was the only thing that figured out, like, you know how, like, in regular music, the song would just, you know, go by, like, it'll be it, like, you have that part of a song that you just, like, it pulls something out of you, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, I fuck with that part. Hip hop said, we gonna take that part, just that piece, and we gonna loop it, make it endless. And then we gonna, you know, we might add some things to it. We might take some things away. Like, we're gonna zoom in on this one piece right here and, like, see why do I, you know what I'm saying? Why do I, like, let me really analyze this. Let me add some things to it, add some new stuff, take away some stuff, you know, and just, you know what I mean? It makes us really dissect music. Whereas, like, the regular song, you would have had that. With that little piece of the sample, you would have just went past it and went out to the... You wouldn't even think to, like that small piece could be a whole another world. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It makes you analyze music more than any other genre.
That's dope. That's dope.
He pointed that out, yeah.
But, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another... A new episode of The Stoner Effect. It's been... A month, damn near, I think. Over a month, huh?
Like a motherfucker, bro.
This nigga Ivy got COVID, man.
Yeah, bro.
Nigga, I sick.
COVID. It wasn't bad, though. It wasn't a bad case. I know who I got it from, and he said it wasn't a... Like, he himself didn't have a bad case of it, so... I was just like... I just stopped tasting shit.
Oh, do you... you still have your sense of taste?
I'm not gonna lie, bro. My sense of taste and smell is still recovering, bro. I feel like.
For real?
I will say that.
Damn.
I will say
that. You know what Trey told me? Trey said, get some fucking orange peels. Nah, he said get oranges. Fucking put them on a stove and like burn them. And then I think he said eat it like that.
Smoke it.
Like what? You know what I mean? I think he said eat the peels or something. I think he said eat the peels.
Don't have me doing no wrong shit out here. Some shit I ain't supposed to be doing.
I think he said get the orange, burn it on the stove,
and eat the stick it in your ear.
Eat the peel. It's gonna get your taste back or something.
Eat the peel. Okay. The peel. Oh yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because it's a strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what he's. I mean, I'll call him and ask him like what exactly he said. I'm pretty sure he said eat the peel.
Alright. After you. Well, he had COVID.
No. He just knows, bro. He just knows something I don't know.
That's what it is.
But yeah, bro. But we back now. Avi's good now. Yeah, he got tested again. He came back negative.
I'm positive that I'm negative.
Yes, sir. So,
we just gonna get into it.
We just gonna get right. You know what I'm saying?
What's going on here?
Oh, it's been a while. You know what I mean? And you know, and then they get and the groove gone, and this shit fucking up.
Yeah, I was having trouble with that shit earlier. But let's get into it, man.
But you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna get right into it right here with these topics right here on the screen that you can see right here. Courtesy of Anchor. Shout out to Anchor for providing us with this beautiful monitor right here. That's really big. what's it called, bruh? What is this right here? Oh, Governor Abbott lifts mask mandate and opens Texas 100%. So this is what we should have been doing. If what this means right here, brother, is if you want to wear a mask, bro, wear the mask. If you feel more safe, if you feel more comfortable doing your daily duties with a mask on, by all means, wear the mask. Is understandable. I understand.
I'm body you. Hold on.
But if you don't want to wear the mask, don't wear the mask, bro. You don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can deny you service if you don't want to wear the mask. You know what I'm saying? And opening everything back to 100%. Perfect.
Let me ask you this first. So how are you gonna react? Like in your personal life, like, what are you now you're gonna walk around with no mask? Is that like
I feel like in certain here's what I'll do. Since this is a big deal for you. Here's what I'll do. I'll keep a mask in my back fucking pocket. And when I feel like I'm around a lot of older people. But here's the thing. If you're older, wear the mask when you go out. If you're older, be more careful. You know what I'm saying? But if you're out and around, or if I go into a nursing home because I make deliveries in nursing homes, I'll wear a mask. You know, I won't be a dick. You know what I'm saying? Because I got information and I'm knowledgeable now of certain things and how susceptible older people are to diseases and sicknesses and stuff like that. I'll wear a mask around them because that's somebody's grandma, that's somebody's grandpa, right. That's somebody's whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? So, but if you really cared about your grandparents, you wouldn't have them in the nursing home. But that's another story.
To me, bro, it's just like The problem here with a lot of this whole situation, a lot of the problem going on here is we don't know who the fuck got it. Because if we knew who got it, if as soon as you get corona, your face turned fucking blue or some shit, then we would say, okay, just put them niggas away. Like, fucking, you know what I'm saying? You put them niggas, quarantine them niggas. You deal what I'm saying? But it's like, we don't know if we got this shit. There's no way
in it. That's why you have to take more care of yourself. You have to take, if you didn't get anything from the coronavirus times, you should have at least gotten the fact that you need to take care of yourself. You need to take your vitamins. A lot, especially for a very specific reason, a lot of black people are deficient in vitamin D3, I think is what it is. And that's what you can get that from the sun. The reason why black people are vitamin D deficient is because they're from Africa and they got the darker, the melanin blocks the sun, helps them block the sun, you know what I'm saying? And white people, they still are deficient because a lot of us are inside nowadays. But white people, and then when they lived in Europe back in the day. So when they lived in Europe, it's very cloudy, it's very cold, so it's not a lot of sun. So anytime they got a little bit of sun, they were able to absorb that vitamin D a lot easier because they didn't have as much melanin. And that's why black people are dark and white people are white.
Wait. I thought black people absorb the sun more.
No. The melanin blocks the vitamin.
But I thought black, like if I wear a black shirt, it's going to be hotter than me wearing a white shirt outside because
it's so... I mean, yeah, but that's... We're talking about skin here. We're talking about, like...
Is that factual?
Yeah, this is factual.
Where did you see that?
I heard it on a Joe Rogan podcast.
You see, I'm starting to think it's like a Joe Rogan racist, bro.
No, but that's science, though. Look, hold on. Let me see. This is science.
Well, why would you say some shit like that?
Because it's science, bro.
Talking about... Ironically, we were at the melon absorb.
Melon. How do you spell melanin?
Melania Trump.
Vitamin D. Here we go, right here. Melanin has a photoprotective action and protects the skin from harmful effects of ultraviolet radiation. High melanin levels inhibits the production of vitamin D in the skin. Vitamin D is a hormone that helps in the absorption of calcium from the gut. Deficiency in vitamin D leads to many threats. See right here. So a lot of people are deficient. So that's why. And see, I'm not trying to. This is just what I'm getting out of what I just read right here. That's why I feel like a lot of people, a lot of black people in the black community, are very susceptible to getting things. This is like diabetes and high blood pressure and all that shit because they don't like six, like seven. Being. It says right here, being deficient in vitamin D leads to many threats. That means you can get a lot of shit easier. You know what I'm saying? Just for the simple fact that you're vitamin D.
You're just giving these KKK motherfucking alt-right white motherfuckers more ammo.
No, that's not what I'm not. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to tell you, you need to take care of yourself. You need to take your vitamin D. You need to take, you know what I'm saying? Because we have, everybody's different. So we all have different, we're deficient in this and we're not, you know what I'm saying? Because we're all from different parts of the world. Everybody's fucking different. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like me having African blood in my body, I have like the hair. I need to push it in my hair to keep it moisturized and keep it healthy. White people don't have to do that because they naturally have oils in their hair, which is why they have the straight hair. You know what I'm saying? We have to do extra shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has to do shit to be healthy or whatever the fuck. I'm not trying to be racist.
Why do we get here?
We're talking about because you're talking about COVID.
Look, at this point, I feel like we know how to deal with it better than we did when the first. Like when shit first happened, we was like, "What the fuck? What do we do?" We was looking anybody to find
just because it's so it was.
You know what I'm saying? To find some information, but I think now we know what's going on.
Yeah. Now we know where it comes from.
Most of us have had it. We examined it.
We know where it comes from. It comes from the lab. You know what I'm saying?
Where we're done thinking it's fucking 5G towers, like we're done, like you know what I'm saying? All that bullshit is
like there's enough facts to know like what exactly it is, you know what I'm saying?
Motherfuckers, dumb motherfuckers talking about we got COVID from a fucking signal, but listen, fucking cell phone, bruh.
Listen, this is what I was trying to say. We know the
fact. Y'all telling me,
nigga,
watching porn, I'm gonna get COVID-19, bro.
Nigga, listen. That's why I say we now know the facts about COVID. We know the facts. So now leave it up to the people whether or not they want to do wear a mask or open their business or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Leave it up to the people now. You know what I mean? And what was I going to say? I was going to say something else. But just take care of yourselves, bro. Take care of yourselves. Take your vitamin D. Take your multivitamins. Take your this. Drink your water. Be hydrated, bro. Be hydrated. I don't get paid by this company, but I swear by it. Liquid IV. Ladies and gentlemen, Liquid IV.
You just say the look on his face.
Liquid IV. They
look me in the eyes, bro.
Nigga, Liquid IV is a shit, bro. Check it out.
Like these niggas paying this nigga, bro.
These niggas
ain't nigga, $2,000 endorsements.
Nigga, they're not paying me, bro, but Liquid IV is the shit, bro. Liquid IV. They sell it at Target, bro. They sell them at Target. And pretty much, bro, it hydrates. One, they come in little packets like Crystal Light. You know Crystal Light? You put in your water, you mix it up, bro. Bro, one of those packets is the equivalent of 3 bottles of water, bro. They also have, they're high in potassium. They're high in different kind of vitamin B. They energize you, you know what I'm saying? They give you electrolytes, nigga. And you can drink them. You can drink like 15 of them in one day, bro. And just be like sauced up, bro. Like this shit's, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy. But I'll probably drink like 3 of them a day, bro, to be honest. I get that hit right to the vein, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That dopamine rush.
That shit, nigga. What? Bro, they have, my favorite flavor is the pomegranate one. I didn't like the lemonade one. Lemonade one didn't taste good. It tastes like it needs some sugar. You know what I'm saying? But the pomegranate one tastes fine. But yeah, I would recommend, but stay hydrated. That's what I'm trying to say.
Stay hydrated, kids.
Because 95% of people in the United States are dehydrated daily, ladies and gentlemen. You're dehydrated. And that causes headaches. That causes dry mouth. Like me, I have cotton mouth right now because I've been smoking.
Dry skin.
And I got, dry skin.
You gonna get acne, wrinkled, bro?
You get wrinkled?
Yeah. Dehydrated ass niggas. Dry niggas. My phone been dry. Man, your skin been dry, man. Bitch, you got no moisture. Your damn mouth been dry. You come, nigga. Niggas used to come to school with crust on the side of their mouth.
Nigga, you dehydrated. Nigga, you remember when you get wintertime, bro? And like you been at the bus stop for 30 minutes, it's cold as fuck. So you been licking your lips. By the time you get to the first period, you got this ring around your mouth, bro. That burn. You ain't got nothing.
Not even swallowing.
You looking at a bitch lip, bro. Her shit glossed up. You like, I need at least touch your lip with my lip, bro, because my shit is dry. You try to put some water on your shit, nigga, because your shit burn, bro. Like, it's bad. Those back in my middle school days, bro. Yeah, and then after that, I said I need to bring my own shit so I can hit my shit up.
Look here, yeah.
Cause I hate my lips get dry, bro. That shit.
Yeah, gross. Yeah. I've been paying attention to like putting on chapstick more often. Like I just randomly bought a chapstick and just it was like, damn.
I got chapstick in my bag.
It's like, why don't I do this all the time? Why have I always done it? It's all them kind of things, like, you know, taking care of your face and shit that you just like, as men, we don't, that's not instinctive to us.
You know, niggas used to say it like, if you do this, if you get pedicures.
Manicure,
pedicure, pedicure, you're gay, you know what I'm saying? You're homosexual.
No, you know, like them be the straightest of the straight.
But names, that, but bro. That's
them be the super straight niggas.
But here's the deal: a female don't want no dirty nigga, bro. They don't want no stank nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't want nigga that got long fingernails. They don't want a nigga that don't get haircuts or put on lotion or got, you know what I'm saying? That don't take care, don't get a haircut every once in a while. Don't take care of themselves, yeah. Right? You know what I mean? Like, a bit, yeah. Like, she want, or don't, you don't floss, you don't brush your teeth. You don't, you know, mm-hmm. A female don't want that. They want somebody that clean. They don't want no stank, yeah. Nigga, bro. If the bitch stank, you know, it ain't good. It ain't good. Stank, the bitch stank, you stank, it ain't good. It ain't
good. Nothing good will come out of that. Two stanky, man.
Two stank niggas, bro. Nah, hell no. Nah. You gotta be clean out here, bro. You gotta be dripped out. You know.
So how did we get here? Once again, how did we get here?
We're talking about COVID
like motherfuckers. Already. But yeah, still, yep, yeah. Stone effect, all right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, so, sir. Yeah, but yeah, connecting it all back. Take care of yourself. That's what we
do. Yeah, take care of yourself. Take care of your health. Take care of your body.
Health, mind, body, spirit.
Finances. Take care of your
finances. You know what I'm saying? You save I'm saying? Money, bro. Give yourself a month of struggling. Give yourself nigga, a month of going out to eat, a month of no buying weed. Like,
nigga, listen.
Give yourself a struggle month.
Nigga, listen. I was one of those dudes for the longest that if I have it, I'm going to spend it. Nigga, yeah. I went 2 months. I went 2 months straight without unnecessary spending. Like if it's not groceries, if it's not gas, regular shit, it's not being spent.
Talk about it.
Nigga, the amount of money I was able to save up is ridiculous, bro.
All y'all niggas can have bread, bro. Like, I ain't saying everybody gotta be rich, bro, but like, man, y'all niggas broke every time I see, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to be like,
it's thousands, bro. And like now, I'm more calm. So like now, I don't mind. Like I'm not thinking about money anymore. Yeah, I'm just like,
you get to
I'm
be
just like, if I'm a, I'm like, if we're going out, shit, I'm gonna go all out when I go out to eat because yeah. I'm not worried about. I'm not thinking about it.
You're not penny pinching.
I'm not penny pinching. I can eat what I want. I want the steak.
You built a foundation.
Yeah,
I like niggas. I'd be out here with no foundation, so they'd be like, fuck it. It's like. If you don't know about it, you don't do no better. Like, that's something that men have to go. Every man has to go through that. Every man has to go through not what I call respecting every penny. You gotta respect every penny. Bro. You see a penny on the ground, nigga, you pick that hoe up.
Oh, I pick up.
Fuck, how rich you are?
You know how there's a coin shortage?
Yeah,
it's because of me, nigga. I got a 5 gallon thing with change, nigga. This bro. Shit might not be worth nothing later on, but I got it. I do something. I could use it as a weapon or something later on. Nigga. Them bullets.
I'll make some kind of use.
I'll make something out of that change.
Look here.
But we got more topics right here, ladies and gentlemen.
But we're gonna keep dissecting.
We're gonna keep this shit rolling along right later. Here. What we got right here?
What kind of shit pulled up?
We got
I'm clicking on nothing wrong.
Right here. Let's go right here.
California legislature. What was this? This is like court documentation.
This is a court documentation of the Legislative Council Digest. AB 1084 has introduced low gender neutral retail departments. Mm-hmm. Existing law. The unruled civil acts right specifies that all persons within the jurisdiction of the state are free and equal, and no matter their sex, race, color, religion, ancestry, natural origin, disability, medical condition, genetic information, marital status, sexual orientation, citizenship, primary language, or migration status, are entitled to the full and equal accommodations, advantages, facilities, and privileges or services in all businesses, establishments of every kind. Okay. You know what this means, ladies and gentlemen?
Understand. Shit, you
this means it doesn't matter if you're male, female, gay, straight, boy, girl, Jewish, Christian, atheist, Satanist, fucking Latino, Asian, European,
Jamaican,
Canadian, immigration, illegal, legal. What else we got here? Old, young, black, white, It, they, doesn't matter what you are.
A dog.
Dog, cat.
Niggas be wanting to be dogs and shit. Niggas be dressing up like dogs and acting like dogs for a couple
hours. If you got both legs and no legs, you're all the same. Everybody's the same. So there's not going to be... So there's not going to be toy, boy toy, girl toy. There's not going to be a boy section or a girl section. You know what I'm saying? There's all going to be sections. Clothes.
So there's not going to be no division?
No.
This is new?
This is in California.
Oh, okay. And so...
So that means all this... You know how to say men's clothes. All right, here's, this is the nigga shit over here. Woman's clothes. This is the female shit over here. It's just going to be clothes. All mixed up. Large, medium. There's not going to be any more sizes. Next. Everybody's the same size.
And...
It's just going to be clothes at one point. This is big, everybody going to be wearing big shit.
This is where we start talking about the... demasculating of the urban culture. This is where we start talking about that. Okay.
This is ridiculous. This is so... That's why people are leaving California. This is in California. That's why people are leaving California. Because California, you know who runs shit? The fucking, the tech people. The people on Twitter. The fucking...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody's the same. Nobody's different. What happened to nobody's perfect, bro? What happened to...
Yeah.
What happened to... what's that? Nobody's perfect.
Santa Montana.
I gotta work it. What happened to I gotta work it, bro? What happened to that? What happened to... Everybody different.
My thing is, when did boy and girl become... a political thing? When did this become like a fucking, like, you know what I'm saying? When did this become some, like, I thought it was just you're either boy or girl. If you want to dress up like a girl, this is the girl stuff.
This is what happens.
Like, I'm not saying you have to be straight, like, like it's whatever, but if you want to buy a girl, this is the girl stuff. If you want to dress up like a fucking guy, you're a girl, you want to dress up like a guy, you have a pussy and whatever, when you want to, like, dress up like a nigga, have a fade and shit like that, this is the fucking men shit. This is what niggas is wearing, right? So what, like,
it's just.
I'm finna, like, what kind of? Are you saying they're all gonna make one kind of outfit? Like, oh, we're all gonna be wearing one.
We're all gonna be wearing. Remember what they wore back in Roman times? They just wore them drapes, them sheets. That's what we're gonna go back to. Everybody's titty gonna be flopping around.
If niggas get on their feelings, get rid of the fucking signs. Get rid of the signs that say boys and girls. Like, but still keep the shit, you know what I'm saying, separated, nigga. Hey, damn, nigga, you gonna have the dresses by the fucking, the fucking shorts pants. And shit, and the jeans, the nigga jeans and shit, the men jeans. Like, men shit is designed a certain way. It's designed for space for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like, female is clothing designed. Is designed for if you got curves, if you got butt.
Women
got
clothes boobs, is not designed for no dick, got, bruh.
They even got bra. Y'all even got bras because y'all got something else that we don't got. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all got bras and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's going to be bras by the boxers. It's going to be thongs by the socks. It's gonna be purses by the belts. It's gonna be heels by the slides. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be underwear by the thongs. I think I said thongs already.
Yeah.
By the fucking. It's gonna be shoes by the skirts. It's gonna be like, what the fuck? This look like every store gonna look like Ross, bro. There's just clothes everywhere. Clothes everywhere. It's just like, why?
So like. I mean, I want to be a nigga that's just like, fuck it. I don't know what I'm going to wear. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to go to the nigga shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Wherever, I don't give a fuck if that hoe is in between all the dresses and bullshit. I'm going to find the nigga shit and I'm going to buy it, right?
You know what I think, bro? You see how Billie Eilish be wearing the big clothes?
Yeah.
Like she wear nigga clothes.
Yeah,
I feel like it's gonna be a lot of little girls in a few years wearing shit like that. Big ass. Remember back in like in the early 2000s, the guys were wearing the big clothes. Now the females gonna be wearing the big clothes. Niggas gonna be wearing dresses and tight shit. And the bitch is gonna be wearing Sean John suits, nigga.
What the fuck?
You know, they're going to be wearing JNCO jeans, bro. I mean, like, this shit's going to look weird.
You
this
got a point. You do got a point.
But, oh, backwards.
You got a point. Because if you look at the landscape of everything, it, like, all these female rappers, nigga, is like, they sound like they the aggressor now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking these male rappers sound like the bitch now.
I'll make this nigga eat my pussy and buy me a bag. Yeah. And stuff like that.
So it's like, and these niggas ain't been acting like bitches.
And these niggas is soft, bro. Drake is soft as shit. Sometimes you laugh, sometimes you cry. Like, what the fuck, bro? What happened? He's gonna shoot somebody, nigga. What happened to that?
A female rapper would not have no career. She was talking about sometimes you laugh, sometimes you cry.
Hell,
a female rapper would not have a career if they did what Drake did on that song. Laugh. You know what I'm saying? If they did that same song, same lyrics, same delivery, same everything, but it was a female rapper. This bitch would not leave whatever state she trying to blow up from, nigga.
If a bitch came out like Chance the Rapper, talking about church and getting married and all that shit, she would have no career.
I mean, I kind of agree. Because there is this female rapper that reminds me of Chance the Rapper, named No Name.
But look who just got...
She more
lyrical. Look at the female that just got their... The first female to get a diamond... Yeah.
Oh, Don Record.
Really? Cardi B.
I think that got something to do with something she started, really. She started this whole I'm the aggressor type shit, like fuck all that.
And then the fastest female artist to get to go 5 times platinum, son, for a WAP.
Female artist, period?
Female. I want to say it's female artist or female rapper.
That song dope, bro. Like, I like how in that song, like...
What, WAP?
Yeah, I like how in that song you hear like Cardi's kind of her accent, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just think her accent with Megan's accent really meshed like really good. Cause you hear Cardi, it's like she's this Bronx, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
She's out New York.
Yeah. And then Megan's like that southern. That south southern shit. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was really smart. Like, I thought the song was all right when I first heard it, but the more I hear it, it's like...
When I first heard it, I was like, this is a fucking hit. This is going to blow up.
Yeah. But I'm talking about my personal...
It's not... What helped it get that jump in the beginning was the video. The video was all dope.
That video was dope as fuck.
It was all cool and all that. Yeah. It was whatever fuck. Creative and all that shit. And then the song was catchy at the end of the day. The song is catchy.
Something about that flow she was doing. I was like,
what makes Cardi B dope is she has dope cadences. She knows how to get those cadences. Not only is the hook catchy, but her verse is also catchy. She has catchy
verses. Yeah, that's a good point. Her cadences are
they're catchy.
She be reaching into that cadence trick bag, nigga.
Yeah. That's because like Bodak Yellow.
Because I even pressed.
Because Bodak Yellow, really for me was dope. Was the verses, the way she was flowing on the beats for me. The hook was okay.
Yeah, what I appreciated about that song was that it was kind of like that Kodak song reimagined. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like a reimagined. It's the same way motherfuckers used to make mixtapes and shit.
Yeah.
Hop on other people's beats. How did we get here? My Cardi B. Yeah, this is the thing about being high. You drifting off and shit.
But shout out to Cardi B, bro. That's dope. And the fact that she's Dominican, you know, we Dominican and shit.
Yeah, that's a big.
That's a good move.
Like, what other Dominican you know in like, American mainstream? The only other name I know is that DC.
And she's like, what I like about her is she's like, if you see her, I got her on Instagram, and I mean, it's like, she be like posting like, her place that they be making at her crib and shit. And it'd be like some Dominican shit, bro. Like mofongo and shit. And she's like, this, and it just looks like some Dominican shit. Like, damn. She's like, they be in plátano and shit.
Like, I feel like now motherfuckers can understand where, you know what I'm saying? So a motherfucker from the South, bro, where it's not a lot of Dominicans, like,
yeah.
Now I don't feel like an alien. It's like, I got somebody out here repping the nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think it's dope. I like Cardi B.
Yeah.
I'm a, I don't listen to her music like that, you know what I'm saying? But I'll support her.
Yeah, like
I'll listen to her song.
Yeah, bro. It's certain shit that as much as you fuck with it, it's like I ain't finna be listening. You know, like it's like Lizzo is dope as fuck. Like I fuck with Lizzo. Like her, she's really talented. Like her music sounds really good, like, but it's like you're not finna catch me listening to Lizzo. Like even though I'm gonna fuck if I'm alone smoking and shit.
I'm not finna listen. I'm not listening.
It's just not my. Yeah. I don't know. As a man, like
you can respect.
Yeah,
the talent, and you can see where the talent is. Yeah. Lizzo could sing her fucking ass off. And I seen her Grammy performance like a year or two ago. I was like, damn, the bitch could sing.
She's dope. She needs to do the soundtrack for something. Like,
she has that big voice. Yeah. She has like that big like.
It's almost like a. Like an orchestral, type of shit.
This is like I can see Lizzo singing in a church choir, and being the main.
She got the pipes.
She got and being the main, like you know,
he's the main singing. One that's getting everybody. Yeah. Like, come on, come on, y'all.
And then just be singing.
Yeah,
she be singing.
She got the pipes.
I mean, I'll listen to some Adele now.
Adele got pipes.
I'll play some of that shit, and not even the hits, bro. Some of the like deep cuts.
Adele go hard, bro. I was listening to Hello. I was like, you know, I can't even deny this shit. I just don't like how like when she comes out, she just gets shoved down everybody's throats and shit. Like,
cause she go hard, bro. When Adele drops,
she's like the only artist that fucking sings in the world. Like, no, motherfucker, we got really talented, you know what I'm saying, black women out here. That's like Jasmine.
It's not even about
Jasmine
black
Sullivan women. Go hard it's as not fuck. Even about you heard of Jasmine Sullivan? No, she go hard as fuck.
Adele's dope.
Adele's hard.
All the singers are dope. Ariana Grande dope.
Ariana Grande is dope.
Beyonce's dope.
You know what I like about Ariana Grande?
All these singers are. Rihanna's a legend. Like they're all legends. Yeah.
You know what I like about Ariana?
What?
She's confident. Like she's not afraid to like go on top of all type of sounds. Like she'll do hop on whatever.
That bitch could sing, bro. She's so that bitch could sing.
Her voice is like, she got that confident voice. Like, she's finna, like, she finna hit all them notes, all them high notes. She didn't not finna fuck up once. Like, she just.
It's crazy how good she sing.
She's really dope.
It's crazy. Like, some people, I'll be like, damn, how your voice, it's like perfect.
Yeah.
It's like, there's some people that just have a perfect voice.
Yeah, all they gotta do is continue to train.
Yeah, the more they sing, the better it gets.
The better
they
get
more control.
And like, I sing worse, my shit. I fucking ain't able to hit the same notes I was yesterday. It's like you know you got Bruno Mars and motherfuckers gift them, man.
The fucking Weeknd can sing his fucking ass off. Oh, we going? You going? We going.
It's a weekend?
To see him. Yeah,
we
going. Okay. Tickets are like 200. Where we trying to be kind of in the middle.
Oh, yeah. I might
like 200. I mean, you got here, bro. You got here.
Oh, yeah. He can get tour next year, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. Wait till those get cheap. You know, we talked about COVID.
We were talking about this year.
Right? Everybody is now the same thing in California.
In California.
And how did we...
Gender doesn't exist.
Okay, what did we just talk about? What did we just get off of?
I agree with the race and color.
Yeah.
And all that shit. Because it shouldn't be like... It shouldn't be... We're all human, bro. The only thing that makes us different is... Literally, the only thing that makes us different is where we're from.
If Gucci gonna drop a motherfucking mask that's gonna look like a monkey, you better look, like let white people wear that shit, bro. How come white people ain't wearing that shit? You know what I'm saying? They're not really
wearing that.
So it's like let
what I'm saying wear. Is what I'm saying is this: it shouldn't matter where you're from. Yeah, I mean your culture. You know, we should always respect other people's culture and try to blend and try to, you know what I'm saying, mix cultures and all that stuff, because we can learn from different cultures and stuff like that. Right. But the color, like, but we shouldn't treat nobody different just because they're from here or they look like this. Or
but do you believe in, like, a separation? Like, you know what I'm saying? Do you believe in, like, men should over here, women should over here? Men's breast.
Yes. You know what yes. What?
That's all I'm saying. That's why.
There's different things going on in the women's restroom and in the men's restroom. Women do not. You do not want. Trust me.
That's what I'm saying. So why we can't have men clothes and women clothes? Different things going over here. There's different spaces for different places over here. This hugs certain things.
That I agree. Yes, that's
how nigga don't need. You know,
that's how it's supposed to be. The same way that there's large, medium, small shirts. There should be men and women shit. There should be a section for the big boys, a section for the big girls. You know what I'm saying? A section for the kids, boy kids, girl kids.
It's just at the end of the day, it just helps you get to what you want quicker. Like, if you want men clothes, this is where to get to the men clothes. You're gonna find men clothes over here. You're gonna find shirts that a nigga would wear, even if you're a female. You can still buy it and look like a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Here's the jeans that come with it. This is the motherfucking, you want boxers, bitch, be wearing boxers, nigga. You see these hoes sagging and shit. They bend over and you fucking see boxers, nigga.
If you want to be a nigga and wear a dress, you can wear a dress. You can go to female section and get you a dress. And you can get you a thong. You can get you some female shit. You can look like you can get lipstick off. If you want to do that quick, go to the female section. You ain't going to find a lot of female shit in the men's section. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to look like a female, right? I see. You just want to go in and out, go to the female section. Don't blend all this. Don't put everything together. That's stupid. That's retarded. You guys are dumb.
Yeah, I'll do it too.
And I don't know about the immigration status, because what the fuck? I don't think you should be able to vote if you're illegal.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if you don't have a driver's license.
Nah, that's time to think about that.
If you don't have a driver's license, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't have a driver's license and you don't have, like,
you know, why are you voting?
Why are you voting? This shit not gonna affect
you. You're not from here.
Get legal first, then you can vote.
Alright, yeah, we just gonna get to the next thing.
Alright. I'm probably gonna get this video taken down. Who gives a fuck? What's this right here about?
Oh, did you find it?
What is this right here?
Okay. DJ Academics claims Jay-Z is black owned as a bait and switch tactic. DJ Academics is known mainly for being best friends with the controversial self-proclaimed snitch Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's also vocaled by many rappers such as Meg Thee Stanley, who he says will never touch Nicki Minaj. Recently, Academics came after Jay-Z claiming that Hov uses the phrase black home, quote unquote, black home, as a bait and switch tactic. I'm assuming that means, like, to get you,
it says right here, to get people to buy into his company.
Yeah, to get people to buy into his companies. Yeah, it's just kind of like a facade. Like, I'm gonna say it's black home just to get you to buy into it.
This criticism came after Jay-Z sold his stake in Tidal earlier in the week to Twitter CEO, co-founder Jack Dorsey. At first, Academics praised Jay-Z as a businessman, but then gave his criticism up.
Because apparently Jay-Z sold half of his ownership of the title and Ace of Spades, if I'm correct. I hope I'm right on that.
Here's the deal.
That look kindred.
Why does he care? Why does he care about this? Look, Jay-Z, didn't he own Tidal?
Yeah, he bought Tidal.
So that's black owned, okay. So, because Jay-Z's black, correct? Okay, so it's a black owned company.
That's how I check it.
Now, here's the thing. If we're trying to be, I feel like if we're trying to be equal to, I understand, you know, support black businesses and all this shit, but I feel like we should just call them business. Support my business.
But if it, like, If I make
a fucking, if we're trying to be equal to the white man.
If I make a drink, and it, you know, to help pop off, I can't say this is a Puerto Rican Dominican.
Like, is Puerto Rican? Well, okay, Dominican, but listen, is that company?
I can't say that. Even, but Okay, go ahead, go ahead. We're going for the low. Go ahead.
Is that what you want to be known for, or do you want to be known for having a good drink?
I mean, what I'm known for is what I'm known for. That's another thing.
Okay, do you want to be known? Best drink ever?
Or do I want to be the fucking
poor? Obvious drink.
Oh, you talking about
Do you want to be on the universal Dominican drink? Dominican and Puerto Rican drink. Obvious drink.
Yeah, I get you. What I'm saying is that people don't get this. Entrepreneurs start businesses with the intention of raising the worth and one day selling the business. That's why all these motherfuckers are starting any business. Jeff Bezos is raising the worth of Amazon as much as he can so he can sell the shit one day. All these motherfuckers are trying to sell their business. You hear about it all the time. Dr. Dre sells Beats to Apple.
Because it was a good idea.
Yeah, shit. Swizz Beatz and Timbaland just sold Verses to Triller. You know what I'm saying? Like
Triller's black owned?
I don't know what the fuck it is. But Verses is black owned.
So right? What you're saying is black owned. They don't own anything.
So my question is, while Timbaland and Swizz Beatz, while they owned Verses.
Let me ask the question.
You can answer the question. How you gonna answer it? While Timbaland and Swizz Beatz owned Verses, while they were the owners, like when they first started it, because it was just it wasn't even a thing at first. When they created Verses, they can't say that it's a black business before they sell it. It's a business and it's owned by black people.
But is that your main selling point? That's what I'm trying to ask.
Who? Where do you see title? Black owned business. Download the app. Where do you see that shit? Where the fuck? You know what I'm saying, bro? Like,
yes, bro. Because the only reason I even had title for a few months is because it was Jay-Z's product.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
If it was somebody trying to make another Spotify, some random nigga I don't know about, some white guy, I would not even attempt to get title.
Here's the kicker.
Okay, here's the rebuttal.
You download title, right? Mm-hmm. While Jay-Z is the owner. Mm-hmm. Right? Jay-Z decides one day he's gonna sell the whole fucking thing to some white folks. Mm-hmm. Right? Microsoft buys title. Right, for fucking $1 billion or some shit. Mm-hmm. You can just undownload title. Cause you say, fuck, I don't know what white business. You know what I'm saying? No white streaming service. You can undownload title, delete it, and pick your favorite streaming service. You don't have to own title while it's not black. That's your choice at that point. Because again, they're making these businesses to fucking sell them at one point. They're not gonna keep this shit, especially niggas, bro. Niggas still got that street mentality. I'm finna flip this brick, nigga. Like, I'm finna flip this multi-million dollar brick.
For somebody like Swizz Beatz and Timbaland.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Verses isn't always gonna be hot, so you might as well sell it while it's hot.
There you go.
That makes sense. That's smart.
Now we agree. See, there's this app that came out called Clubhouse, right?
Yes.
A bunch of rich white motherfuckers came together, put $12 million together, and created this app, right? The only reason I'm talking about this app today is because of fucking rappers. The rappers raised the value of that $12 million app from $12 million to fucking $1 billion. It reached a worth of $1 billion. The influence of hip hop, because all of this is rap conversations. It's conversations about hip hop. Jay Prince be on there, Timbaland be on there, Just Blaze be on there, 21 Savage be on there. All these rappers be on there. They raised the value of this $12 million app all the way to $1 billion, and they had no ownership in it. They had no ownership in it whatsoever. Black people had no ownership in that Clubhouse app. They talking about making an app because black people mad about that shit. Like, nigga, we made this shit hot, and we ain't got a piece of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Black people talking about making an app called The Cookout. Or Cookout. Basically Clubhouse, but for black people. What did you know what I'm saying? What is your perspective on that? Do you think that's going to be a successful business?
If it's taken seriously, yeah.
You think it's going to be as successful as Clubhouse?
I don't know, because it's kind of hard to make another thing. Like, it's hard to make another YouTube.
And they kind of like donate to it and shit. Like,
it's hard.
I don't know if they're still doing this.
It's hard.
I don't know if they're still doing this. But it's like, and Master P said this shit. He was like, the biggest flaw with that cookout shit is that they're making it singular to black people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not a universal thing. So it's not gonna,
yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If you're trying to make only black shit, it's hard to get, you know, white. Because really, you want to get the white.
Yeah. the cream of the, they call it the cream of the crop. You know what I'm saying?
You want
to, Cut that out. Oh, holy shit.
This nigga,
you got us using these mics on the fucking lunch table, dude. I told you, bitch.
My shit's fine.
No, it's not, nigga. You over there struggling.
I figured it out, though, bitch.
Shit. Man, we was talking about something good. What was talking about? What was going on? Yeah, bro, because, like, it's like, look at Kanye West, bro. He came out making, like, rap, like, real rap music for niggas. Like, using samples and shit, using beats and shit that's, like making music for, like, you know what I'm saying? Them like, niggas that fuck with rap. Like, black people that fuck with rap. That was the original music he was making. Eventually, he was like, nigga, I gotta make music for everybody. Mm-hmm. We probably wouldn't know Kanye West if it wasn't for him making that decision. Like, nigga, I gotta make music that everybody fuck with. Like, white people, black people, Chinese people, all these people. Like, make my shit universal. So, what I'm trying to say here is that
look at this nigga.
Academics, you do look like Jerry. I never heard somebody get roasted so bad. Then they got roasted by Erykah Badu.
Oh,
she was analyzing. She was analyzing this nigga. Bro. See, I'm gonna get on this.
Hey, but am I mad about at Jay-Z I don't care. I don't give a fuck, bro.
Yeah,
I don't care.
These motherfuckers. I'm glad these niggas. I'm happy for these niggas' success, bro. At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck how whack you are, nigga. Like, I'm glad that you're out here making bread. Because a lot of motherfuckers ain't able to do what you're doing, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck.
Here we go right here. On to the next one.
What's the next topic?
We got Meek Mill right here.
Meek Mill?
On the right. We got Vanessa Bryant right here on the left. And Vanessa Bryant.
Vanessa Bryant
said his lyrics lacked respect. That? And tact, whatever that means. So yeah, Meek Mill had a bar. You remember his bar?
Yeah.
Meek Mill's bar was...
What's the bar?
I'm going to go out with my chopper like Kobe or something like that.
It's going to be another Kobe, right? Some shit like that. I'm going to go out with my chopper. It's going to be another Kobe.
Actually, no. Let's look up the bar.
Yeah, because we don't want to be, you know.
We don't want to fuck up.
You know, said it wrong. We don't want the Dream Chaser goons fucking
me.
Oh, you said it wrong. Oh,
yeah.
He said blah blah blah.
Kobe.
Well, yeah, here we go. Look it up.
Right here.
Or go to Rap Genius, the most fucking analytical shit. These niggas break down all kinds.
Everything.
Them niggas broke down Gucci Gang, nigga. You can click on the fucking lyrics on that shit. What is this fucking lyric? Fuck Source.
Jesus Christ.
We don't give a fuck about the 6ix9ine.
We got
the general consensus of the fucking lyric. No, we're not misquoting the guy at this point. You know what I'm saying?
What was a bar?
And if I ever allow him going out with my chopper,
it'd be another Kobe. Yeah, that was a whack bar.
Yeah,
that was a whack
bar. First off, that's just a whack bar, period.
Like, I would have said this totally different. I would have said, I'm going out with my chopper like Kobe or something. If I was going to say something like this, which I would.
Yeah, no, I'd never be that dumb. Second off, how are you that dumb, nigga? How are you? You're not that dumb.
These are horrible lyrics.
Meek Mill, you're not that out of touch, bro. Like, to fuck. I feel like Meek Mill be wanting the controversy, bro. We're trying to help you.
Here's the thing.
We resurrected your career, nigga.
Listen to me. this got leaked. This song isn't out. What happened was somebody that was there
leaked it
out, and that's how people know of it. He didn't put this out, which is what I don't agree with. You know, so it's like when somebody's doing comedy and they're like working on a new bit. You know what I'm saying? It's not perfect yet. It's still got some shit that they need to work on. And somebody records it and leaks it out on YouTube. Now people go, "Oh, this fucking Dave Chappelle's falling off. This joke sucks," or whatever the fuck. But it's like he's working on it. You know, it's not done. So that's why I don't agree with this. Maybe Meek Mill was gonna be like, "Nah, I shouldn't say that."
You're saying Meek Mill, nigga.
Maybe Meek Mill was gonna listen to this the next day and be like, "What am I saying?"
He say Meek Mill, nigga. He's just saying Meek Mill, nigga.
What is his name?
Meek Mill, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Meek Mill. All
right, nigga. You saying Meek Mill? Meek Mill, nigga.
Meek Mill.
Boy, happy meal, look at that. Meal,
so Meek Mill. All right. Meek Mill was gonna listen to this the next day and be like, "Huh?
I'll take that out.
Maybe this no good for current climate. Maybe Meek Mill should say something different." And then he goes back to the studio and, "I'm not gonna go out with my chopper like Kobe. Whoa. I'm gonna keep shooting my Ginobili."
He said the same thing, but not.
Yeah.
That's how dumb the nigga he said. "I'm not gonna go out with my chopper." I think that's still fucked up, nigga. Damn. Stop putting the word chopper and Kobe together, nigga. Them words do not need to be in the same sentence.
That nigga sounds
for a long time, nigga. So get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop playing with the nigga name, bro.
Yeah, read a book.
Stop playing with the nigga name. Rick Ross said, "I pray for Gigi when if she get to see me next." Like, that's, you know, there's nothing wrong with that lyric. And that was really soon after, Kobe and Gigi's passing. You know what I mean? Like, if you're gonna speak on him this soon, it needs to be utmost respect and the most.
It should be
homage. You better like.
I'm okay with. I keep the 2-4 on me like Kobe or something like that.
He's been saying bars like that for a while. Like, niggas do that all the time. Like, what Jay Z said,
I'm gonna shoot him 60 times like Kobe, or I don't know, something
like Jay-Z said, "When I come back like Jordan wearing a 4-5, it ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you," you know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that, you can do it. That's a nice bar, you know what I'm saying? I know fucking I'm gonna die on my chopper, like, no, nigga.
Lil Pump said some shit about Juice WRLD. This is kind of fucked up.
Look, bro, what's up with,
why are people doing this? Why do people think it's okay to just talk about how somebody died like that?
You trying to? Can I use some of that? Or is that
You can do whatever you want with it, brother.
But listen, this is not that you're doing shit that's not smart. Niggas with a lot of money are doing shit that's not smart.
You know what you're doing, Uzi Meek Bert. Mill. You know what you're doing, Meek Mill. You're bothering somebody who doesn't really want to think about shit like that right now.
Yeah,
and here comes Vanessa Bryant on some like, she don't even know who the fuck Meek Mill is, bro. She said that.
She said
"I don't even know who you are, bro. But you shouldn't say that about my dead husband, you sack of shit."
And it's like, it was probably a nigga that was in the studio, and he was like, "Oh shit, this nigga, what's this nigga saying?" You know how they'd be like, "Run it back."
Yeah,
and he got a chance to pull out his camera and like, they would probably replay the shit. "You never ain't gonna die with a nigga like Kobe." You know what I'm saying? Like, he probably drunk or something. Like, what if he was drunk and thought that shit was hard, and Lil Baby was like on lean and high as fuck? That shit probably seen. And the next day they was like, "Damn, nigga, that shit fucked up. Take that shit out." You know what I'm saying? They probably was dope to. I don't know. I'm trying to help my nigga out here. I feel like it's lawyers or shit. Look, this shit all started when this nigga started eating french fries by the damn pool, nigga. Like,
what?
Look, bro, like, you doing shit that, no, like, if you don't see,
bro,
there's a picture of Meek Mill. Look this shit up, bro. This nigga is sitting at a pool with fucking french fries in his lap, nigga. Like, I was surprised you haven't seen this shit, bro. This shit is all over the internet. He looking sick. And he's looking fucking. That's just like those two aesthetics do not move.
He's not hood, man. He's not gangster. Oh my
Look how he got his, I forgot how he got his legs, yo. Like, look how he got his legs and shit.
Look at the legs, bro. Look at the legs.
What the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
How you make this shit big? Oh, can y'all see that? Look at the legs.
They wearing Louis Vuitton fucking swim trunks.
Look at them soggy fries, bro.
Boy, your pants is high, nigga. We see your entire.
Look at his kneecaps.
See your whole kneecap, bro. Like,
Meek Mill is just not made for this.
Hey, I ain't gonna cap. Them French fries dudes look like they still warm, man.
What? Them hoes look like they still crispy.
Nah, them hoes cold, bro. Them hoes been out. Them hoes, look at the legs, bro. You think his legs is cold right now?
Yeah, you got Nip looking bad. Rest in peace, Nip, nigga. Golly. But, like, he'll be like, nigga, what the fuck? He probably meant to send that to his homie or something.
Get me out of here, bro.
I mean, maybe he's trying to say, oh, I'm on a level of I don't give a fuck.
Eating fries by a fucking pool, dude. I could do that right now, bro. This looks like this pool. This could be the community pool. This can't. This, you know what I'm saying? They allow this kind of shit at the community pool because they dirty. Look at that water. That water is not clear, daddy. That water is. that water got a lot of shit in there, bro. That got a lot of chemicals.
You out here eating by the pool, nigga. This shit got the
pool.
Rotten burgers.
Show the pool. Why didn't you show the pool? Why you show your leg, bro? You know why? This is probably the. This is a pool in Philadelphia somewhere, nigga.
If you look on YouTube, you can find Meek Mill doing a lot of weird shit, like a lot of questionable shit.
I don't look at Meek Mill, bro. I'm starting to not listen to him anymore.
There's a fucking video where he's. There's a video, hey, bro. You know, like there's always like you could get caught doing some. You know what I'm saying? Some really weird shit.
Every year, Meek Mill take a different L, bro. Yeah, take an L. Every fucking
they
year,
caught this nigga Meek Mill.
The reason why Meek Mill is relevant is because of all the L's are so public.
Damn,
bro.
You ain't lying.
These L's this are nigga, so bro. Public.
They caught this.
He come out with a new wins and losses, and
wins and big losses,
big loss championship.
I came back.
Next one's gonna be goddamn. MVP
is nah, bro. Like they caught this nigga in the pool, bro, swimming, bro. And he looks so feminine for a second, bro. He like, I don't know. He got his like, I don't know. He just look real feminine for a second. They call it, damn. They caught my nigga, like, damn. You know how like
niggas. That's why you know. You know that there's a picture of him where he got his face swollen, nigga.
Oh, when he young, yeah.
That nigga probably got that's beat from, up a lot.
No, it's from Police Brutality.
Bro. Oh, bro.
Yeah. That's actually
I take that back, too. Yeah. I didn't know.
But shit.
But nah, that nigga take L's, bro. Left and right.
But you can find everybody look. There's a picture of everybody on this earth where you looking bad.
Oh, yeah, for
you,
sure.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's true. But damn. we got video footage of Meek Mill. We got, like, you know, beefs. Well documented, you know what I'm saying? We got what else we got about this nigga?
This nigga been in a battle. We got the song, we got the records, we got the damn
this
songs.
This nigga got lyrics that he said, you know what I'm saying?
You couldn't body Drake. Drake said it yourself, bro. You can't body a singing nigga.
What else you got, bro?
You can't body. You getting body. He's like, he was surprised when he said that, nigga. You getting bodied by a singing,
nigga. You suck. What we got right here?
Papa John's.
Oh, your boy right here, dog.
Who we talking about? Is his name not Papa John's?
Nah, his name is... his name is John, bro.
Okay. He's the racer. So that's the John the racer.
He is right here. Here, this is him right here. This is, This is Mr. Papa himself, Papa John, right here, the owner, or the founder. Okay. So it says right here on the screen, Papa John's founder says he's trying to get rid of this N-word, quote unquote. Trying to, quote, get rid of this N-word, end quote, in his vocabulary.
Okay, and I'm emphasize that because it sounds like you saying like he's just trying to get rid of a nigga like in the, at work for him or some shit.
No, he's trying to get it. Trying to quote, get rid of this N word, end quote, in his vocabulary.
And vocabulary. Like the N word.
The N word. But it says this.
Yeah. But it's like quoting him exactly.
It's quoting him.
Yes, like this damn N word. Like, no, but not like a A.
No, N-word, it's talking about it's the like word.
The N
word.
out of his vocabulary.
He's talking about
his gardener. He's trying to get rid of the.
All right, so
he's trying to stop saying nigga.
He's trying to say,
okay, what's the quote?
Okay, here it goes right here. John Schnatter, the founder and former chief executive of Papa John's Pizza, has been trying to, here we go again, quote, to get rid of this N-word in my vocabulary, end quote, ever since he lost his role as the public face of the company for using it more than 2 years ago. Schnatter resigned as Papa John's chairman in July 2018 after an explosive report by Forbes detailed a conference call in which he used the N-word and reflected on his early life in Indiana, where he said people used to drag African Americans from their trucks until they died. Jesus Christ.
Damn. That's what he said, though. That's what he was documented saying.
Earlier this week, Schnatter told far-right TV network OAN
he was
the victim of a targeted coup perpetrated by the left-leaning sports and internet entrepreneur business.
He was baited?
No. That's what he's saying, but you're not fucking, bro. If you said it, you said it, bro. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you fucked up, you fucked up. He's trying to say that people are after him and shit. Nigga, we're after you because you said the N-word, bro. Just admit it. I mean, you admitted it, but just deal with the fact that you said the N-word, bro. You fucked up.
Listen.
Either apologize or shut up, bro. Look at this right here. I used to lay in bed just going, how did they do this? He said. And we've had three goals for the last 20 months. To get rid of this N-word in my vocabulary and dictionary and everything else. Because it's just not true. Figure out how they did this and get on with my life.
Is he denying?
It's taken you 20 months to learn how to not say the N-word? What is he? Retarded, bro?
This is my thing. Fuck, get rid of them all then. Don't get rid of just one nigga. Get rid of all these. They all do the same shit, bro. They all talk about the same way. They all say nigga. All these niggas.
Listen, bro. What was I gonna say?
Fire them all.
The problem here is, like, for me, example, when I'm talking to my boss, when I'm talking to somebody who's older, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or if I'm talking to my mom or my dad or somebody else's mom or my in-laws or whatever, I know that I can't, I click my brain, something goes off my brain saying that I can't use a lot of profanity, I can't talk about certain things around here because they don't do all, they're not like me, you know what I'm saying? They're more, you know what I'm saying? They go to church and all this shit. You know, they're clean.
Exactly.
They're clean people. So I can't go in there with you talking about profanity and talking to, what's up, motherfucker? Suck my... I can't say shit like that over there. So I know. Yeah. So it's, and I don't ever slip up.
Yeah,
I got it.
This thing is, bro.
I don't ever slip up on accident, bro. You know what I mean?
The thing is, this nigga...
This is ridiculous.
I'm thinking this nigga didn't know he was being recorded, bro. Like, this nigga probably didn't know he was being recorded. And was talking to these niggas the same way he be talking to them every day. Like, it just, somebody just happened to catch, oh shit. It's like the Meek Mill shit, like, where he's fucking, somebody heard him say something that sounded politically correct, and same shit with this nigga, like, oh shit. Document this shit. This nigga saying some, this is how this nigga really is, bro? This is how these niggas really is? Well, fire them all. Cause all these motherfuckers be talking the same way, bro. Get rid of, you know what I'm saying? These damn, we used to drag these niggas, like, Do that shit now, nigga. Do that shit now, nigga.
That's fucked up that he said that.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
How does that come out in the conversation, bro? Anyways, yeah, Papa John's. I will no longer be buying Papa John's pizza. Papa John's pizza is not even that good. That shit dry.
But listen, bro. Do you believe
I got big pepperoni?
Here's another layer to this conversation. But you already kind of answered the question. But so you would stop eating at Papa John's if you really fuck with Papa John's. Like if you, this is your favorite.
I don't mean, like if I stop eating Papa John's for the rest of my life, I would not like it. I would be. I haven't. When's the last time I ate Papa John's? I don't fucking know.
You said I would only benefit.
I would benefit because.
But listen, like, what if it's your favorite shit to eat ever in the world? Would you fucking stop eating Papa John's because of that?
Oh, would I stop? No. If Papa John's made the best pizza ever, they had outstanding delivery service and all this shit, and this nigga said the N-word, I'd be like, man, this nigga said, but nigga, this pizza is fire, nigga. Woof! I can't get enough of this pizza, bro. This is the best pizza I ever had. Or if it was the only pizza joint, like if it was the only one, I would. But I have other choices. I have Domino's. I have my local pizza places around here. I have Pizza Hut, which I don't like because they shit.
What's your favorite spot to eat at?
Pizza?
Shit, yeah. I was gonna say.
My favorite place. I like. I like a good Popeyes.
This nigga like me, bro. Alright, we fuck with Popeyes, bro. Popeyes is kind of dead because that could be replaced. Give me something that you can't fucking. Like American, Zaxby's.
American Deli.
American Deli. Damn.
They changed the name, by the way. They changed the name. I went there the other day. They changed the name. It's no longer called American Deli. But still in the same spot.
Black owned
deli. No, they're owned by Asians. Get some wings. Listen, there, bro. Boy. They got the best wings.